Hi guys, this video I'm going to share with you why you need to sell to the same people more than once. If you are acquiring customer using marketing, especially paid ads, you are spending money, which is what we call customer acquisition cost. And if you just sell to them once, which means that the customer acquisition cost is going to be very high and the lifetime value of the customer is going to be very low, which means that you're going to keep spending money in Facebook ads or Instagram ads or YouTube ads to acquire new customer instead of keep upselling or keep reselling to the same person. You need to understand this concept called value ladder. Value ladder is a concept introduced by Russell Brunson, founder of ClickFunnels. All your customers wish to achieve a future hope where they want to be, their aspirations be, and all their dreams. If you take education, for example, if somebody wants to become a doctor, they can't immediately from primary school and take a university and become a doctor. There's a natural progression where they have to go through primary school, they have to go through secondary school, college and university. Similarly to all your customers, if you know their end goal, their dreams, for example, if they want to be known as an expert in their field, they have to know about content creations, then content marketing, then personal branding. In every single step of value ladder, you will have a natural education to bring them one step closer to their future hope. If let's say a doctor's when you start from primary school, in every step of the way, let's say you are in a secondary school or in a college, there is an opportunity for you to sell something new. For example, lab coat, lab materials, or a workbook, or even a textbook or medical dictionary and stuff like that. When they reach the stage when they become doctor, you can sell them like stethoscope or maybe doctor white coat and even expensive pen and stuff that really solidify their identity. They want to show to their friends, their family that they are a doctor. So for my business, for example, I'm teaching personal branding online, right? I can't tell you that you're an entrepreneur, straight away pay me a 20,000 consultation mastermind fee and I can make you to become an expert in your field in 30 days. It's almost impossible to get that 20,000 from you. So what we do is we have a free content like this in Facebook, YouTube, social media, where you can share some steps on how to achieve their future dream. So you bring them closer. Once it reaches that step, maybe I can give you a guide, maybe 30-page guide on how to do your personal branding. And maybe next step, I can have a 30-day challenge, which a lot of my students take. 30-day challenge to build a system, to generate idea, and two shortcuts to make you immediately to be seen as an expert. Then after that, for those of you that are interested to take it one step further, you can actually sign up for my 3-day workshop where I'm going to have group coaching of 20 to 30 people in a room from morning to night, where we're going to spend time to create a content, optimize all your social media, and also identify your target audience and stuff like that. After that, those people that are serious enough, they have generated 7 figures, they can join a mastermind group where we're going to have 10 to 20 people at one time to have dinner together, a boot camp where we can share our breakthrough, our challenge, and we can solve our problems through sharing sessions. So the concept of value ladder, a lot of people think there is something that is new, but the fact is Disneyland or Universal Studio have been doing this offline for the longest time. Disneyland and Universal Studio charge, let's say, $50 to $100 for entrance fee. Do you think that they make a lot of money from the entrance fee? No. What happened is that they implement this value ladder and hook story offer. So the hook is a lot of beautiful stuff. You can only get certain souvenir if you enter the theme park. And the story is all the rides. When you queue for the ride, if you realize they are telling stories. When you're queuing, they're telling you the backstory of the ride. And when you're taking the ride, actually you're going through the whole hero's journeys, the whole fighting scene and all this thing. And after that, what happens is that you finish, you get the story, you feel inspired, you get encouraged by the story or something like that. Then you will go to the exit and normally what happens? You enter a souvenir shop, which is the offer. So the hook is you can only get the unique thing inside the theme park. The story is the ride, and the offer is actually the shop at the end of the exit. So even for them, they have hook story offer in every single step. How they make you ascend in the value ladder is that when you come one more time, they can say, hey, you want an express pass? So they upsell you from $100 to $300 so that you can, you know, you don't need to queue so long. You still need to wait, but at least it's faster. So that's how they proceed. Even I know in Singapore or Japan, Universal Studios, they offer an annual pass of like $700 to $800. For you, it will count like if you go 7 times, it will be worth it. But truth be told, who will go to Universal Studios or Disneyland almost every single month, right? But that's the way for them to keep upselling you and keep getting some revenue. You're the same person, but they keep selling you different things. For those of you that are doing business right now, can you plan a 4-step value ladder from what's the 3 things that you can give to get leads? The second thing is maybe something at $97. Maybe it's a free consultations or $97 1-hour consultations, strategy sessions. Maybe the next step is somewhere between $297 to $997 will be a monthly service of, let's say, building your offer and hook and story and all these things. And the last one will be your high ticket offers, something that is above $2,000. Typically, it will be a done for you service. So in the value ladder, normally the first one is free. The second one is done, do it yourself, which is called DIY, do it yourself. And the next step is done with you. So it could be group coaching, a recording, or 30 days challenge. And the last one is actually done for you, DFY. So for your business, think of these 4 steps and see what kind of service and offer that you can put in every step and what story you can put and hooks. The moment you have that, that's how you grow your company from 5 figures to 6 figures to 7 figures and beyond. So that's it for today. If you like this video, feel free to share it to your friends that you think it will benefit them. And if you have any questions, comment down below. And I want you guys, if you want me to personally look through your whole value ladder, share with me what is your low ticket item to all the way to the high ticket item, every step, and I will share with you my feedback and reply so you can improve in terms of your offering in every step of the ladders. So that's it for today's video. I'll see you on the next one.
You've been listening to the Growth Strategist Podcast, the number one marketing show in Asia for entrepreneurs who want to get their messages out into the world. If you love the Growth Strategist Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review. Until next time.